Do you have a pen?
Can I?
Yeah.
Oil,
it's purple, so you stand out with me.
We're going to start the Judiciary Law Enforcement meeting. It's Wednesday, February 10th. It's 6:31. Roll call, please.
Dan Pizzito. Anita Johnson. Anita Johnson. Boyd Frederick. Boyd Frederick.
Here.
David Arrington.
Present.
Ronald Johnson.
Here.
John Poole.
Here.
Sage Holloway.
Here.
Brianna Ritzai.
Here.
Thank you. 6:32, citizen comments. Citizen comments. Any citizen comments? Seeing none, citizen comments are closed. 6:32, supervisor comments. Any supervisors have any comments at this time? None. 6:33, chairman comments. I don't have any at this time. We'll move on to approve the minutes of January 13, 2016.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Approved by Supervisor Frederick, second by Supervisor Poole. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Those are approved. 6:33, we have a resolution from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department for probationary cabaret license for Grumpy's Pub and Grub. Captain Weicker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I have a couple here. First one is a probationary cabaret license for Grumpy's Pub and Grill, which is in Trevor, Wisconsin. My officers did an inspection on the place in middle of January, January 21st, and found no problems with the ordinances for them to comply with the temporary cabaret. And under the auspices that they are apparently wishing to do karaoke style entertainment. We have not had any recent incidents out there to note, and I would have no objections for a temporary probationary cabaret for Grumpy's Pub and Grub.
Correct me if I'm wrong, is this the first one we've done a cabaret out there?
Since I've been doing these.
Any supervisor? No. Motion by Supervisor Frederick, second by Supervisor Poole. All in favor?
Aye.
It's approved. Thank you.
I know.
Okay. 6:34. Right now we have a probationary cabaret license for Starbender's Bar and Grill. Captain Weicker.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, as we've been discussing in the past, Starbender's Bar and Grill has applied for probationary cabaret. In this circumstance, I believe the ownership on the license has changed.
Is that correct?
It's hence the reason they have to reapply for the probationary cabaret. Otherwise, it wasn't due, I believe, until August or something to that effect.
Okay.
Starbender's Cabaret, which is in Summers, we still do the cabaret license. However, Summers is now handling the liquor license at that establishment. This is an establishment that we've had some issues with over the last 2 years, primarily with large groups that gather there for parties and what they consider DJ or hip-hop style parties. Unless I miss my guess, it is open primarily Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, which accommodate these kind of style parties. We've had incidences which you've all been provided reports for, at least, Mr. Chairman, you've been provided reports on, that date back to last year, which involve serious concerns on our part of safety that is going on at these parties. We've had shootings in the parking lot. We've had people get shot in the parking lot. We've had issues inside that led outside where a female was injured in the process. I'm under the impression that the bar owners, as well as security, arm themselves with handguns during these events. And we've also gotten intelligence briefings from the city of Milwaukee that encompasses gang activity between Milwaukee and Chicago, which also list this as one of those locations known for gang activity during these parties. I can't in good conscience sit here and tell you that it's going to cease. I believe it's going to continue. We've had problems in the past where officers have gone there and been overwhelmed by the size of the crowd, which causes me concern about my safety and my officers as well that have to respond there. I could not sit here and tell you that, you know, any action on our part would either change this activity. I don't know anything about the new security team that has taken over there that I've been notified of. But based on the information I know of the crowds that gather for these parties and the reason why they have a cabaret license, I believe it's not going to be it's not going to change, and that safety is a real concern for these parties. So in good conscience, I can't sit here and endorse another cabaret license for tar benders. They are still open for business based on their liquor license from Summers. However, I do have two of my third shift supervisors with me that could fill in some of the details if you have anything on these on the reports, but I can read you some of the highlights that I noted on these reports that come to my desk. 2015, in February, I'll read you just some of the excerpts from the reports. Complaint report of physical fight inside the tavern. Female subject was lying on the ground outside the tavern, not conscious but breathing. Tar Bender security deployed mace, pepper inside the tavern, which caused the patrons to disperse. And pepper spray inside of a building will cause that, and I believe because of the panic that ensued, the female fell and hurt herself. Also in 2015, in March, another officer responded to a scene there of a fight disturbance. A quote from his report says the size of the crowd is unmanageable with the available manpower that we had. In the crowd of at least 40 plus in the parking lot, all the participants in the fight that I observed fled in several different vehicles. That was a different complaint.
Thank you.
Do you want me to continue?
No questions.
August in 2015, this is also at Tar Benders, this is the shooting that I mentioned just before. Just a quick excerpt from the face sheet. Upon arrival, a male subject was located and found to have suffered a gunshot wound to the abdomen. When that was investigated by multiple detectives as well as myself, the victim was uncooperative and we were never able to identify who did the shooting. This one is from 12/2015. This is also considered a tavern disturbance. This one says the bar patrons did not leave the roadway and the parking area and challenged sheriff deputies when they were instructed to do so. So at these points, we're getting crowds there that are not even adhering to the commands or at least to the orders of my officers when they get there. So I can only assume that the crowds are getting more unruly and this type of behavior will continue. Just to touch base on these intelligence information that we get, I do have a copy of a flyer that goes along with some of these. I had it here. I might have sent it to you. No, this is the wrong one. I do have a copy of a flyer that's used commonly for some of these parties that extend not only in northern Illinois but now up into Wisconsin, which is addressed at Tar Benders. For these same parties at this intelligence briefing, which I'm not at liberty to share, unfortunately, identifies them as these potential groups that come together at these events, which is reason why we have some of these issues. I don't know if there's any questions I can answer based on some of the reports that you were forwarded, but that's as quick in a summary as I can give you based on the last 2 years that we've had cabaret issues at that establishment.
Thank you, Captain. Any supervisors? Supervisor Poole?
Yeah, and looking at page 2, where the deputy who filled this thing out, the last sentence says, I do not see a reason cabaret license should not be approved for Tar Bender Bar and Grill.
That's correct. That's on the inspection that they're sent out for.
Okay, well, I'm confused there because I know we talked in the past.
Well, the officer that will go at the location has set list of inspection needs that he has to do. Inspect the licenses that are on the wall, do the floor plans, make sure that the bartenders are licensed, etc.
Right.
None of that gives him the liberty to basically discuss the history that we're dealing with here.
Okay.
As far as the facility goes, it does pass our inspections. But it's not necessarily the facility that I'm worried about. It's the crowds that are being attracted by some of these events that are being held there regularly. We had a request over the holidays for a special event license for one of these parties, and it would be due to the short notice. It was never able to be authorized. So, like I said, it's the same pattern over and over again for who's coming. And they're not the only ones. We're having these same issues at another bar in Summers. However, Summers is the sole licensee of the upper deck. And they don't come here for their cabaret license. But I am going to be in the process of talking to them as well about the same type of problems at that establishment.
Well, just reading it over, I was confused, so I just wanted to...
I understand.
Council, Supervisor Poole? Any other supervisors? Supervisor Johnson?
No, had you talked about them changing owners?
At this one? This place?
Yeah.
The operator, Mr. Downing, correct?
Yes.
Is the new listed owner. So that infrastructure hasn't changed. It's just changed from, I believe it was your wife that was on the original license, and now it's under Mr. Downing's.
Anything else, Supervisor Johnson? So basically, so I'm clear and the committee's clear. We went from a wife to a husband.
Correct.
We haven't changed any management. This is basically the same people doing the same things.
That is correct.
Does the committee understand that? I mean, because I'm looking at it, and I don't see anything that doesn't say Jesse Downing on it. You know what I mean? And we've had many discussions about this prior, so.
Right, in the past paperwork, that's correct.
Yeah, right. So everybody understands it. Supervisor?
Sir, are you through the chair?
Yes. Well,
are you the owner?
Yes.
Okay. Is it appropriate through the chair to ask if may I ask him anything about what he may have done to improve security?
Absolutely.
Sir, have you taken precaution into improving the security of your establishment within, I say, the past 30 days or 60 days, 90 days? Have you all improved in securing that area so that you may remain operational and there not be an outbreak of violence out there?
Yeah, we hired a professional security firm.
Professional security firm?
And that's why they're armed, because they're licensed to be armed.
Okay. And have we still had altercations with the armed security?
No, they've recently taken over this past couple of months.
What time should I set your alarms?
I think the beginning of October.
So we haven't had a whole lot of time. They did reach out to me and told me they were taking over, but the time span hasn't given rise to any of these, because I think we've had some licensing too that's prevented having those parties. Because when you switched over to the new owners, they didn't have a cabaret for the last 2 months, 3 months, I think.
No, since the middle of December.
Okay. So I can attest to the professional security staff that he's ordered, or I mean that he's employed at this point. I have a lot of concern that it isn't necessary to have armed security at alcohol-induced parties. I think that's a recipe for a problem. But that is just my opinion.
Anything else, Supervisor Arrington?
No, that's it for me. I guess take into the account what the sheriffs have shared with me and what the owner has shared with the board. And I'll call for a roll call vote on this.
Well, when we're done with discussion.
Yeah, that's right.
If I might add one thing, Mr. Chairman, on Mr. and Chairman Arrington's point. The one incident that I have in front of me that involved an involvement of the security staff was the old security staff, not the current one. Mm-hmm. And what their actions constituted probably created what happened with this girl when she fell, etc. However, it's not necessarily, and hence the reason they passed the inspection that we went out for, it's not necessarily the establishment. It's the crowds that are being attracted through the cabaret parties or licensing that's going on there. And it's parking lot issues, it's large after bar issues. From what the reports are to me, it's very efficient for security to escort everybody out of the building and lock them outside. And that's fine. However, then we now have the large crowds outside that don't necessarily get along because of either gang affiliations or whatever disagreements that are going on. So it is a result of those type of parties that are granted by the license, not necessarily Mr. Downing personally or his security staff. So I don't know how to answer your question any more than that, but that that's more of a complete accurate kind of what we're talking about.
Strike. We don't need roll call. Take that out.
I'll strike that. Strike that.
Thank you.
I'll just take the whole thing.
I have a question. Mr. Downing, we've discussed your establishment. Just because of these issues that have happened out there,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and I'm going to be frank and honest with you. My issue has always been I don't want to limit somebody from making a living. You know, I don't think this cabaret is going to do that, but it's a tool for you to do that. But there's an issue when it comes to safety or public safety that I, as an elected official, have to have a concern about. So this is. You know, this is the conundrum we're in. You know, I mean, I'm looking at gunshot to abdomen. I mean, this is violent stuff. You know, and I'm not here to lecture you. That's not what I'm here to do. But if you're telling me that you changed security, and that was in October, and am I to understand, so this committee understands, there hasn't been any altercation since then, am I correct?
No, there hasn't.
Okay. So you did go through a process to try to change that, and I thank you for that. And so that tells me you're at least trying to do something in the right direction, and I appreciate that. So I want you to understand where we stand on this. I mean, I could care less about the cabaret. I'm more concerned about public safety than anything else, as I assume everybody sitting around here is. So. This, correct me if I'm wrong, this security firm was in place in October?
The beginning of October,
okay.
I believe.
Okay. So I want the committee to understand that a lot of these problems occurred with their old security in place, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I guess that's, you know, I just want to, want you to understand why I guess we're taking so much time on this. Do you know what I mean? Do you have anything to add?
Yeah. Back when we had the first incident of the pepper spray inside the place, we had a meeting with the Somers Town Board. And they asked what our policy was and how we cleared the place out and closed. We always called last call by 2 o'clock, so we have everybody out of here by 2 o'clock. And their answer to how to get it up the people out of there was, well, when you clear the bar, then you have to clear the parking lot too. So we started clearing the parking lot. And then the sheriff's department comes along and says, well, it's not your job to clear the parking lot. Well, it is my job to get the people off my property. And that's what we have our security doing now. As they know when they come by now, they have lights on their cars and they direct the traffic out to the road. Whether they like it or not, it's on my property, I got them going out to the road.
Okay.
Get off the property. And what happens in the city, or at all these after bar parties, that they have, that's got nothing to do with me. One of the other shootings that they had at another bar when I was down in Houston with my wife, I saw it on Facebook. I sent the message to the chief exactly where the people were when that shooting occurred. It didn't happen at our place, even though it was mentioned in the so-called report.
Okay. Good. Any other, that's about all you got?
Yeah, for now.
Okay, all right. Well, I want you to understand why we're here and we're discussing
oh,
this
absolutely. That's
because
why
it's important, you know what I mean? And it's obviously important to you, otherwise you wouldn't be here. I understand that. Any other supervisors have any questions or youth and governance?
I mean, I understand the public safety risks. And so I was very on that side, but I am kind of thinking that no matter what, they're going to find somewhere, like, violent people will find places to do violent things. And the fact that the shooting happened somewhere else, that's
that's debatable.
It's something to think about.
The issue is we've had multiple problems at this establishment. We all know that. I think the upside is Mr. Downey at least went and was proactive and changed his security.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think his security is any better? I don't know. I'm not a law enforcement official. That's not what I do. You know, what I do is grant cabarets with whatever I got in front of me. Do you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I just want the committee to be understanding of what it is we're dealing with. You know what I mean? You know, if, I mean, we're talking a probationary cabinet array here that, I mean, I'm fairly certain if you have any issues with this probationary cabaret, you're not getting another one. I mean, I'm gonna throw that out there. I'm just guessing, you know what I mean? So, with that, Supervisor Poole, what do you have?
Captain Weckert, since you had your third shift officers here, do they have anything to share with us before we go any further there?
Sure. I mean, I'd like to know if we had any parties out there since this new security staff was hired.
The only thing that I know for sure happened since the new security was on December 13th, where their security actually had a problem big enough where they felt they needed to call us to come handle it, and they did. They called us, and when we got there, everybody was gone.
Is that the right procedure or protocol?
I guess there needs to be some clarification when you talk about traffic, because we have talked about traffic. He's correct in the fact that it is his job to organize traffic on his property. I think where there might be some discrepancy here is he does not have the authority to control Washington Road and start sending cars into traffic. That's law enforcement. And there were occasions in which security was attempting to do that.
Okay.
Now, as far as controlling the egress of all of the cars on the lot, deciding who goes first, because there have been reported hit and runs that everybody's gone. We can't do anything with it. I can tell you that, you know, we have worked with Mr. Downey in the past, and even though he is the head now, he was the manager under the old owners. And we have worked with him as far as giving suggestions, probably dating back all the way to May or June, when we were having a lot of problems in the summer. There were some things that were suggested that haven't been done as far as a better camera system to allow us to investigate things better in the future. He told us several times that he's going to get that. I have not seen that yet. We talked early on about having a professional security team, and that occurred when your security officer was firing the pepper spray and stuff, and he wasn't even legally allowed to have pepper spray. And that, I mean, that was his old security.
Okay.
So the fact that he's brought on the new security team, we haven't really had a lot of dealings with them yet. I can tell you that our responses in the past are very involved. We've been required to call in city officers. In one occasion, we had to have 5 city squads to come help us because I didn't have the manpower to safely handle the situations. And that's on top of the 4 or 5 armed security guards that he already has on the premises. There's been nights in which, I mean, part of the corrections that have made is that part of our responsibilities now, or for my officer's responsibilities are, on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights, are to see if he's open and what the crowd is, so that I can start moving manpower to cover it. Because if it happens, it is very labor intensive. We go on the road with 6 squads on a Thursday night, and on Friday and Saturday, I've got the fortunate capability of having 7 cars for the entire county. And typically his events take at least 4 cars of my cars. After that, I start requesting help from the city. And we've done that on a couple of occasions.
And if I would chime in just a little bit, most of the statements or witnesses we tried to talk to at the shooting at their location wasn't in the city. It was 30 to 40 rounds exchanged in the parking lot of that tavern. We're out-of-staters, hard to find. So that's not a local problem. We're bringing in people from other areas, both Illinois, Racine, Milwaukee areas that converge on these parties. Hence the reason we're getting such large crowds. So I just want to be clear that, because I think she said it was a shooting elsewhere. No, it was in the parking lot of Harvard.
Any other supervisors have any questions? Concerns? I see none. With that, can I have a motion to approve? Can I have a motion to approve?
I would move to approve.
Second.
Approved by Supervisor Johnson. Seconded by Supervisor Arrington. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any abstain, say nay. Nay.
Two nays, one abstain, two ayes?
Yep. So we're at a tie.
What's that mean, Mr. Chair?
What's that?
What's the name?
It means it doesn't pass. It doesn't pass. It's not going to be, prohibitionary cabaret license is not going to be granted. That's what it means. Okay. Moving on, 657. You have the 2015 Control of Amazon Fulfillment Center recognized revenue earned and modify expenditure budgets.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Let me just take off.
Yeah.
I think there's a report that goes along with that.
Yeah, I need everything that goes with Grumpy, because I'll be taking care of all that. And then actually, I don't need.
This is Power Benders. This is the one that was just.
I don't need any of that because it's not peppers.
Okay.
I would say.
Well, I think that's the right thing you did.
I know. Sure. We still have to
have. There's more to this whole situation.
Oh, I.
And I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to beat the guy up.
No. Was that attached?
All I got.
They can get a vent right.
Was there? This one is the tar benders application, but you don't want any of that.
I'm not sure, Chairman.
Yeah.
Do you know what this? Of course, we still have to sign the resolution page, the signature page. And then this does not go in front of the county board. No. So do you know what we do with the original resolution?
I think the original will go with Captain Apgar, wouldn't it?
Just
file?
Captain Wiker.
I'm sorry, Captain Apgar. Captain Wiker.
That's
Tar Benders. If you just want to attach that with.
Is that what you're talking about?
There's a front page going on. Yep. Do you want me to? I'm not sure. If you're sure, otherwise I'll do
I'm not sure either.
Tomorrow.
So, I mean, this is a first for you and a first for me.
No, I'll do some research tomorrow and figure it out.
We got to get it in the right spot.
Everything on both.
Well, let me know if
you need. So, let me ask you this real quick. Mm-hmm. Can they reapply?
Yeah, they can. Okay. But I believe they have to wait 6 months.
So far?
Yeah. Okay.
But they can get a special event license.
Every time they want one, they can try to get one of those. But again, they have to identify what the special event is. If it's a horseshoe tournament, no problem. But I think this is one of those pressure cookers, in my opinion. But thank you very much. I'll let you continue.
All right, thank you.
Good evening, Nancy. Chairman.
Good evening.
Committee members, and what I have here is a resolution, one of two that I'll be presenting. Amazon Fulfillment Center asked our department to help with traffic control on or about Thanksgiving or a week before that to deal with the employees coming and going from various shifts because of the quantity of employees that they hired. And they asked that they have that we provide extra patrol to control the traffic coming from I-94 there and leaving the facility 2 times a day, like 5-6 in the morning and then again later in the afternoon. And they agreed to pay us overtime with benefits for this work that ended, I think, December 22nd. So we invoiced them, two separate invoices, which are part of your packet, the last two pages. Mm-hmm. What I'm asking is this resolution includes a budget modification to ask for an adjustment to our overtime and benefits budget for patrol to increase it by the amount here, and to increase revenue I think it's sundry revenue to account for the extra cash we'll be receiving from Amazon that we did not budget for when we adopted 2015's budget, to the tune of $42,701.
So this is no skin off the taxpayer.
Right.
They're paying us for our time.
We worked for it. They're paying for it. I'm asking to adjust our budget so I don't show such a negative in the costs and adjust the revenue by the same amount to show how it's being paid for.
So you're just trying to make the budget look better?
Yes.
Well, yeah, not look well, better. You're just trying to zero it out, so to speak.
To help it look better.
Right.
The money came
you
in.
Got it. You got it.
Yeah. The money came in. That's all it matters, right? So I'll motion to approve it then.
Second.
Motion approved by Supervisor Frederick, second by Supervisor Arrington. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes.
Thank you.
702, we have the Wisconsin DOT Bureau of Transportation Safety, DOTS Alcohol Enforcement Grant, 2015-16.
This is another resolution, and I'm asking to modify our 2015 budget to account for overtime and benefits, and then revenues to afford those coming from the state of Wisconsin. There were a couple of grant opportunities that Racine County entered into. We partnered with them in order to do some alcohol enforcement on certain days during various months. And what we are asking for is an increase of $8,407 for the overtime and benefit costs, and an increase in revenue of $8,407 to cover the costs we've incurred since January through December for overtime events that we've participated in. We send our reimbursement activity to Racine. They send it off to the state. The state pays Racine. Racine pays us. It's quite a little process
so,
there.
Again, no right. Tax dollars to
it
the...
It is not. I'm going to... this program, there's actually two grants involved here. One ended in September. The new grant starts October 1st and ends September of this year. It's all inclusive. So the unspent $8,400, I'm going to do a carryover of some cash to adjust this year's budget with a carryover. So this is all in for 2015. And then
so basically it's same cash
yes,
in, same
is.
Cash out.
Correct.
Right? Okay. Any questions, Supervisors?
Motion to approve. Second.
First by Supervisor Frederick, second by Supervisor Arrington. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's approved.
I'm going to pass around the...
703. We got the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department fourth quarter and year in federal inmate detainee revenue reports. I think everybody's got a copy of it.
Oh, you know what? I
think most people got a copy of it.
David. Yeah.
It wasn't included in your packets. I'm sorry about that. But it's the one you may be familiar with. Mm-hmm. It just totals for the whole year.
So we averaged 198.14.
Here's the second one for the grant. If you could sign, this is the original resolution for that.
Okay. Is this a different one? Then?
No, yeah, this is for the a grant, and the other one was for Amazon. So is this,
well,
find
okay.
Yourself
I,
here? Yeah.
I must have signed Amazon. Yeah.
You did. You just okay. Signed the Amazon one. I'm sorry.
Am I wrong to when... Captain Halsey was in front of us. He told us it was like 195. So
looks like 198.
So we're just about on course.
I'm glad
I didn't tell the county board because I would have been wrong. I was waiting to get this.
It's about 198.14.
Yep. Okay. For the whole year of 15.
For the whole year.
Okay.
If you look at those monthly figures and analyze, you know, and annualize those by dividing by 12, whatever, it comes to 198.
So basically...
was the average housing for U.S. Marshal and... it's right down there.
Mm-hmm.
The
98.
That's what budgeted was
198. Do you know...
For U.S. Marshal and Bureau of Immigration inmates.
Okay. You know where... What's that? Well, that's, yeah, that's, yeah.
If I know what that's done by month, it's averaged by month, so you're going to have more of a variance by month.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
this is the true number.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Well, that's a better than 195. Supervisor Johnson, you have anything?
Pardon?
I didn't know if you wanted to say anything, Rob?
No.
Okay. So basically, we kind of hit our target. I mean, we're a little...
We're about 10,000, 9,800 short. The very bottom.
It's pretty close.
I'm sure it is pretty close.
And that big a budget, yeah. Mm-hmm. What can you just give us a kind of a brief overview? I know we started off pretty hot this year. Our number's still up?
For January, we had maybe about 247 a day. That's still being edited. For February, 10 days into it, we're at 232 a day. So we're about 10 down, or the, you know, a few
but
down.
But we're still up from 199.
We're still up from 199. We're still up from 198.
Okay. Any other supervisors have any questions for Nancy on this?
One quick one is, so adjustments were made. So in the months that we were down, we didn't need the jailers as much. So we probably... still came out even a positive if they weren't, if they didn't get overtime and they didn't get, you know, just going
well,
within the budget.
Well, it's there were some dorms that may have been shut down temporarily. We didn't reduce staff at that time. We're always short staff even without the ones that aren't funded. So overtime would still continue. And whether you have 10 bice or 30 bice in a dorm, you still need the same amount of coverage. So getting more for the same dorm is just earning more dollars towards the same amount of costs, basically. So that's one way to look at it.
Any other questions regarding the year-end fiscal?
That's pretty good.
Report. I do too. Yeah, I think it turned out better than we anticipated. I mean, all things considered. I mean,
right.
I like
we had some lows, and you know, it was an angst year.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at that, just I mean, I know it's you look at 185.85 from January of 15 and 242. We're starting off a whole lot better in 16 than we were in 15, and if we start off better, we don't have to finish. I mean, we finished pretty strong, but we had to finish strong. You know what I mean? It'd be nice if the pressure's not on to finish real strong. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, all right, with that, 709, we're moving on. Resolution for Pinellas County Sheriff's Department Field Operations Division Bureau of Emergency Management. 2015 HMEP/PM grant, Pinellas County Commodity Flow Study Training Needs Assessment. Lieutenant Gilbert, how are you, sir?
How you doing? Mr. Chairman, members of the committee? What I have today is two resolutions requesting your approval for two grants that we were awarded. And I talked about this a few months back when I brought up the railroad study. I'll pass these up the way here. The first one is going to be Hazardous Materials Emergency Railroad Plan. What this plan is it's going to be conducted by consultants. And what they're going to do is get together and create an emergency plan for all of the fire departments, city, countywide, that they can use in the event of a railroad emergency, no matter what that emergency might be. It goes into a mapping procedure. It lays out a response strategy for firemen and first responders, both police and fire, and public works also. It's a pretty comprehensive plan that every agency can use. The amount we were awarded is $6,246.66, and this will cover all of the costs for the consultant to create that plan. There will be no matching funds and no cost to taxpayers. The second part of it.
Hold on, Lieutenant Bennett. Let's go with that one first, okay?
Sure.
And then
we'll
sure. One. Any questions for Lieutenant Bennett on this? Yeah. Any questions?
Motion approved.
First by Supervisor Frederick.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Arrington. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Just for the record, Lieutenant Ben, let me, 6710, we have a resolution from the Sheriff's Department, 2015 HMEP, for the grant for the County Rail Protection, Rail Plan Creation. Okay, go ahead, I'm sorry, sir.
Okay, that was for the Rail Plan Creation, I'm sorry. I might have got them out of order.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, that was my fault.
Well, we'll go to the second resolution.
All right.
All right.
The second resolution is, and a part of the requirement of the first,
okay,
is to conduct training needs assessment and a commodity flow study. Now, the training needs assessment is required by Wisconsin Emergency Management so that we have a good idea of how all the agencies are trained and how to prepare or respond to hazardous material events. So what we're going to have to do with the consultant is to go through to all of the agencies, find out if all of their first responders, their firemen, the police, the public works, anybody who might respond to a hazardous material incident, find out what their training is. Is it an awareness level? Is it an operational level? Have they gotten any training at all? We need to know that so we can direct future funds into training, see where we need it, and we're not wasting money just shotgunning resources and training where it's not needed. So that's the reason for the training needs assessment. In conjunction with that, there is also a commodity flow study. Now what this is actually bringing in people to get a real idea, a snapshot, if you will, of the hazardous materials that are flowing through Kenosha County. That's by rail, by roadway, arterial routes that come and go, and that'll give us an idea of just what kind of chemicals and hazardous materials are flowing through our county, again, to be better prepared in case there is an incident. So I'm sorry, just to tell you this, that that combined effort came to $10,205.74. Again, no cost to taxpayers. This will all be covered by consultants and contractors.
Just for the record, Donna, let's show that these were out of order.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got them changed around.
Any supervisors have any questions for Lieutenant Beck? None. Can I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
First by Supervisor Poole, second by Supervisor Ron Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. 7:13, any other business allowed by law, I have none. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. First by Supervisor Poole. Johnson. Thank you. Yeah, let's sign the resolutions here.
I need to. I'm going to put them.
Thanks, AJ.